They're getting him to the farm, Mr. President.
Hold him on a minute. I've got to go on another call. Secretary of Agriculture.
Yes, sir.
Secretary?
Yes, sir.
Jack Valenti tell you about that Miller?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you call that son of a bitch and ask him what's causing this?
All right. The Miller or?
Yeah, whoever's done it.
All right.
Just pick up the phone and say, we understand it's been reported down here that you say you got to do this. This wheat's not going to be any more under this bill than it is now.
That's right.
And why do you say this?
I'll find out who it is. Jack was sending a letter over here, and that's what I thought I'd do. But I'll talk with Jolston there. Find out who it is.
I'd find out Jolston. I'd go right in and let him know it. There's no reason for that kind of stuff. See, Louse, he's pounding the hell out of us. Jim Eastland wants Cannon of Cannon Towel, some fella invited to swearing in. Is that all right, you think?
He's a big textile mogul and has pounded hard in this legislation. He's also an influential man. There's a number, as a matter of fact, of people who have worked on this in the cotton complex who would like to participate in the swearing-in ceremony.
Now, you think we're going to be proud enough of this bill to have a ceremony on it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you getting with Larry then, getting everybody that ought to be invited?
Yeah, we're working on it right now.
All right. I'd get everybody. I wouldn't overlook anybody, not overlook any of the authors of the committee, but anything like that.
We'll look them all over. And
when are you figuring on having it?
We'd like to have it on Saturday. Because we want to make it, because we'll have to make some announcements that will have real impacts on the market. And this could be made on a day where the market would not be open, so that a lot of speculators wouldn't have an opportunity to try and do some maneuvering. And now, Mr. President, in connection with some of these people who do have special interests as such, financial interests, I think particularly now of cotton textile people, there's definitely a political plus in their loyalty and close affinity. There also is a danger that there will be some comments in connection with it, that here's people that have benefited from this, etc. It would be my judgment that the benefits would far outweigh the possibilities of some such criticism, but I would want to call that possibility your attention. Cannon's what we'd call, he's a big operator, he's a heavy handed guy. He's not been by any means a Democratic crusader, and he's been the number one textile strong force for 2 years to do something to get one price cotton, which we now have. And there may very well be some comments in some places that it was interesting when this bill is signed that the textile industry that's going to get X amount out of this are there crowdlessly witnessing the signing, and et cetera, et cetera. You know the line. So this is the question.
I would give a lot of thought to that, talk to Larry about it, and my judgment offhand is I wouldn't have them, but you can be your own boss.
Yeah. All right.
Talk to Larry, and you all decide, and then you talk to Eastland. Tell him that you think if we have all these people in here signing, they're going to say the textile industry got a big rake-off.
Yeah, this is what I'm a little afraid of.
I think they'll make an issue of that. Because they're a mean bunch of sons of bitches, and they did everything last night that they could do in the book.
Oh boy.
And 18 of our people ran out on us.
Yeah. They They've been mean, and they will be. But we've made some history in giving these this Farm Bureau and these people a licking. This is going to be a little painful now for a few months in terms of putting both this textile and this and the wheat program into effect, because it involves some transitions. So I just told Jack Valenti that there are going to be a number of people that'll be doing some yipping and yowling, because there will be a little bloodshed here and there, and just to keep them away from you and send them over here. I'm used to it.
Okay.
Very good, sir.
All right.